Hello, my name is Ellie C.V. Wallace, and this is my second episode in the small podcast series that I'm making for my 10-week internship with the Berlin-Brandenburg Economic Archive. And this episode, I would really like to address, or talk about, why I chose this particular archive to do my internship with. I did mention last episode that there wasn't a lot of options, and so actually that made the email talking about this opportunity all that more exciting. I had talked with the advisor, and she had mentioned the struggles of finding an internship that she really thought fit me, and so I was really excited when the email came through talking about the opportunity with the Berlin-Brandenburg Economic Archive. And I knew I was interested in archival work and history. I was also interested in potentially doing historical research. That's a bit hard to come by, given that most of the historical research is done through, like, universities, for example. But I also knew that, you know, archival work and learning how to use an archive was something that I really wanted to do. And so that was... So hearing that I could potentially just work in an archive was a really cool idea. I want to be a professor when after I graduate. And that's for several reasons. The first being that I really want to teach. In university, I compete on my university speech team. And combining that with the fact that I'm really interested in history means that I really like standing up and talking about things I'm interested in. So teaching, especially at a university level, made the most sense for me. And archival work, that is something I was interested in because of that profession, right? So part of the job of a university professor is to do research as well, at least in a historical perspective, right? And so, yeah, that was a big reason why I ended up going with the Berlin-Brandenburg Economic Archive for my internship. I will admit to being a bit unsure before I initially started the interview process and so on, because economic history isn't something that I'm actually all that familiar with. My general interest in history is more really early American history, like pre-1492. And so I also ended up deciding to go with the Economic Archive in part because I thought it was a really good idea in order to expand my repertoire. I mean, I can't just learn about this one specific branch of history. Learning all parts of history is a really important idea to me, even though I'm really interested in this one specific part. And I think it will help me to become a more well-rounded person in my future work, for example. And so, even though it wasn't necessarily what I was initially looking for, I'm really glad that I did take that opportunity with the Berlin-Brandenburg Archive in order to expand that repertoire and get more hands-on experience with archival work in general. After the interview, I was really sold, to be honest. I was really, really nervous. Obviously, I had been learning German for a while beforehand, but it is one thing to go to a class and be like, hey, I'm learning German. Here is all of this proper German I'm learning, and I'm speaking it, too, and that sort of thing. It is something completely... it's something completely different to go up to a building and conduct an interview in a foreign language, or at least a language that isn't your mother tongue. And so I was really nervous for that interview. But part of what really sold me on the Economic Archive was how much patience my coworkers had with me during that interview. How much, like, they were willing to help me out when I didn't understand a word or the way a grammar piece of grammar functioned. And environment is something that is really important to me in a workplace, actually. And so that aspect was a really big decision in why I chose to go with this particular archive. And yeah, that has proven to be a really good instinct, because I really enjoy talking to my coworkers about all sorts of topics. From, like, the fall of the Berlin Wall, to what it was like to live in the DDR, to what they think on American politics, and how American politics have influenced German politics, and, to be quite honest, so on and so forth. So that was a big reason why I chose, this particular archive. And so, yeah, the combination of working in an archive, the potential coworkers I would have, and how it fulfilled so many aspects of what I wanted to do in the future was how I ended up here. And to be honest, it has followed through on all of those different aspects. And so, yeah, that is how I ended up choosing the Berlin-Brandenburg Economic Archive. And I hope to see you for the next episode of this mini podcast.